Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be up shortly. A few announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this live or later on, ladies and gentlemen, you better thank God for the opportunity to be here today. We're just going to thank him right now. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Praise the Lord today. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time. Amen. Amen. We cannot do without prayer, ladies and gentlemen. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So we thank God for you Elder Kevin Baum with you today in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, call in numbers 347. I want you guys to tweet that out on your phones there, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all points north, all the social media. Put that number out there. Facebook, 347-843-4559. If you're on your network, on your phone, on your laptop, tablet, that call-in number, 347-843-4559. This is our Thursday edition of Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get excited about what's going to happen tonight. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are very sensitive. This will be opening up the lines later on. If you do have a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone. Star one will put you in the queue if you have a prayer request. Also, too, we're going to have a great time hearing from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. She'll be coming up later on. Praise God. Can't wait to hear what Doc has to say. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture for tonight, would encourage you to read the entire chapter of Proverbs 3. Scripture for tonight is Proverbs 3, 13 through 19. We encourage you to read the entire chapter. But thank God, ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt, all around the world, thank God, all the believers, ladies and gentlemen, all those who just got saved seconds ago, thank God for the word of God. It's the saving power through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hey, let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Proverbs 3, 13 through 19. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Amen. The man that getteth understanding. Amen. Let me read that one again, because this is the one that's very important. Happy is the man that findeth. That means I got to seek after it, wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. So when I find wisdom, I've got to also understand what I just found. Praise God for that. And that's through the Spirit of God, ladies and gentlemen. For the merchandise is the merchandise of it's better than merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof of fine gold. Amen. More precious than any gem, any money, any monetary, any land on the world, in the world, ladies and gentlemen. She is more precious than rubies. Amen. All the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Woo! Praise God for that. Matter of fact, let's just take a pause break for that, ladies and gentlemen. Wisdom is above all through the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. Amen. Length of days is her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Woo, man. God, praise God for that one too as well. Man, sometimes you got to read these scriptures real slow, ladies and gentlemen, in order to really get them. Her ways are ways pleasant, and all her paths are peace. Amen. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Amen. The Lord, by wisdom, hath founded the earth. Amen. By understanding hath he established the heavens. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the word of God, Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 18. Praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please put your hands together as we get ready to open up Bishop's mic. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Bishop. Bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We give you glory and honor for this day that you have made. God, we thank you that this day belongs to you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we name up God in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return to you, Lord, but it will accomplish that you please. It shall prosper to the things which are your sins. And Father, we thank you today, O Heavenly Father, for your word. And God, we thank you, God, that you healed that man tonight. That woman that had cancer tonight, that child that had cancer tonight. Father God, rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. And Father, we thank you for your word is powerful. Your word is eternal. Your word has all power, God, and you are able to exist above all that we even think or ask. God, we glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. Father God, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pulling the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you as we stand in agreement tonight for that child being healed from high blood pressure, that woman that healed from high blood pressure, that man healed from high blood pressure. We thank you tonight, God, that people that have kidney problems, they are being healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight for your awesome word. We give you glory and honor tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray against violence. We pray against the murder, the spirit of murder. We pray against the spirit of God of black men about murdering one another. We pray against that spirit of violence. In the mighty name of Jesus, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, that is a spirit that has been sent out by the pit of hell. Father, we cancel it even now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, God, as you cover your people. You cover the children, God. You cover the young people, oh Heavenly Father. You cover them under your blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And no evil shall come near our dwelling, Father God, and no plague shall be able to overtake us. We pray tonight for families, God, as you unite families tonight. Father God, we pray for our nation, God. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, as you give us wisdom, oh God. God, teach us, oh Lord, teach us your perfect will. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight, God, as you move in a great and a mighty way. We thank you for doors of being opened. God, we thank you for provision, God. We thank you for vision to come to pass, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for your word. We give you glory for it tonight. We pray for that family, God, that may not have home, may not have job, but God, that you will open the door. You will make a way out of no way. You will supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory. God, we thank you tonight. You have not made us a tail, but you made us a head. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, as we will walk in the things of God. We will walk according to your will. We will proclaim your word in the earth realm. We thank you tonight, Lord, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're blessing people tonight. You're blessing that mother tonight, that father tonight. You're blessing, God, this nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our young people, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for that young man, that young child tonight. We pray for their protection in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that that person, that child is walking the street, that is homeless tonight, God, that you will provide. You will make a way out of no way. And, Father, we pray for the body of Christ, God. We pray, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Open our eyes that we may be able to see spiritually, oh God. Open our ears, God, that we'll be able to hear spiritually, that we'll be able to recognize your voice, God, in the name of Jesus. As you continue to speak to us, oh Heavenly Father, we thank you for it, God, that you have allowed us another opportunity, another chance, another day. We give you glory for it today, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for the door that you are opening. We thank you for the ways you provided. Father, we thank you. We pray for the young people that's in college today, God. We pray for their protection. We pray as you give them wisdom, oh God, as you bless them in their studies, oh God. You bless them, God. Give them the wisdom, God, that they need it so they can succeed. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We pray for that family, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for that mother tonight, God. We pray for that person that may be incarcerated on tonight. Father, we pray, God, in the name
name of Jesus, that your blood prevail. We pray for that man that's been incarcerated unfairly, unjustly. Father, we pray for that young man, that young daughter tonight, in the name of Jesus. As you strengthen that mother tonight, God, we pray for those that are on the front lines. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, for those that are working in the grocery store, those that are working in the hospital, those that are working, oh God, in the doctors, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that your blood will prevail, God, that you will protect them from all evil. You will protect them from all diseases. And Father, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we will decree and declare your word in the earth realm. We will decree and declare your word that we are walking by faith and not by sight. We are walking by faith and not by sight. We are walking by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank you today, oh God, Heavenly Father, for your word. Because your word said your everything is going down, but the word of God shall last for eternity. God, we stand on the foundation of your words. We stand on your assurance, O Heavenly Father, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. No evil, no plague, no sickness, no disease. But God, you paid the ultimate price. You was wounded for our transgressors. You was bruised for our iniquity, the chest of our people's owner. But with your sight we heal. We pray tonight, God, for the body of Christ. We pray, God, make us one in the spirit, O God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to bless us, you continue to guide, you continue to direct, God. We pray for the pastors tonight, God, as they lead their congregation, God. We pray for your direction in the name of Jesus, that you will meet every need, God. You know everything. You know all hearts, God. You know every situation, God. We, God, we depend on you. We are decreeing and declare your word that we're walking each and every day. And God, we know this pandemic shall not last forever, but God, you are the ultimate God, that you are eternal, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Father, we thank you, God, that you brought us through many other pandemics in life. Praise God, it may not have been COVID-19, but God, it was other things. You brought us through the pandemic of slavery. You brought us through the pandemic of not having enough. You brought us in the pandemic for the not life of fear. You have brought us through many pandemics. So, God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. And we call those things to be not as though they already are. And, Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We thank you for that leader tonight. We thank you for that brother, that sister in the gospel of Jesus Christ. As you unite us together, bind us together in love, bind us together in unity. Father, we give you praise. And because, God, we glorify you as for all that you are doing each and every moment in our lives. God, that we will seize the moment that is at hand. We will take advantage of the things that you have placed in front of us. God, that we'll move by faith. God, we'll move out on you. We'll trust you, God, that you will open the door even in the pandemic season. God, that we'll have more than enough. We'll have more than enough. God, that we'll have overflow. We'll be givers. We'll be lenders and not borrowers. God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your wisdom, your direction. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh God. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Keep us meek and humble, both God. Keep us walking upright before us, God, in before you, oh Heavenly Father, because there is no God like you. There is no other God beside you, God. You are the greatest. You are our God. You are our Creator, Father. We thank you, God, but we give you glory. We pray as you continue to bless your people everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God. Bishop, I received that prayer for my household. Thank you, and everybody a part of my household. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you are just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop just prayed a powerful prayer for us, ladies and gentlemen, for our family, for your individual self. for your family, for your neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, for your county, for your city, for your state, for your government around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, and for the saints as well. And even for those unbelievers, he just prayed for the unbelievers as well, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for Bishop tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to open up the lines for Doc. We always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you. Praise God for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw tonight. And to those that are listening, praise God, I just feel such an urgency in my spirit to encourage all of us, praise the Lord, those of you that are listening now and those that will listen later, is that we stay firm and stay focused on our assignment. Each and every one of us has an assignment in this season. Whatever it is that God has given you, praise God, don't lose hope. Stay focused on whatever that is that God has committed to your charge. And don't compare, praise the Lord. Don't compare yourself with anyone else. What God has given you is unique within itself. Whatever ministry, whatever assignment the Lord has assigned to your life, it is for you to complete. Praise God. We can just think about it. We look even through the Bible, and you look at the many historical individuals in the Bible. We look at Samson, praise God. His assignment was specific to the Philistines. And amen, praise God. We must understand that all of us have a specific assignment. Whatever God has given you, hold fast to that. Praise God. The Bible teaches us don't be weary in well-doing, for we're going to reap if we just don't faint. So don't throw away your assignment because of all of the chaos and all of the things that are going on. Allow the Holy Spirit to give you creativity. Get creative to execute what God has placed upon your life. Praise God. We have so many gateways and opportunities, praise God, to be fruitful in the things of God. Don't throw away that business. Don't throw away that ministry. Don't throw away that book. Don't throw away anything that God has assigned to your life, because somebody is waiting on you to execute your assignment in the earth. Somebody, if it's nothing but one person. And I want to share this testimony because it may help somebody tonight. Most recently, I had a loved one that passed away, and for a number of years, he was what we would call agnostic. It means you believe that there was a God somewhere, but there's no way we could know anything about him. Or maybe you don't even believe there's a God. That's an atheist. And so, you know, my family was always concerned, well, where did he get that spirit from? Where did it come from? Where did it come from? You know, because we come from a family with a lineage of preachers and pastors and Christians. So where did that spirit arise from? But, God knows, even some of you that are listening tonight, and maybe somebody in your family, praise God, that you that don't even seem like they want to hear nothing about God. I want to encourage you, don't give up. They could be your personal assignment. And I firmly believe, praise God, that my relative, my cousin that just passed away, was our personal assignment. On his last, at his very last, he accepted the Lord Jesus in his life. Praise the Lord, he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Didn't seem like it was going to happen. Praise God, because he's very analytic, a very analytical person, somebody that, you know, very intelligent, felt like maybe they could outsmart God, or however it may be. But before he left this earth, 70-something years old, he gave his life to Jesus. So I encourage you, don't give up, because the call that God has upon your life, praise God. God is going to use that to touch somebody. So don't throw away your assignment. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your spouses. Praise God. God is yet able, and he's sovereign, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We firmly believe, praise God, that he made it into the kingdom. Amen. Be reminded in the scripture where the man worked for so many hours, and then the man came, he worked only for a few hours, a few minutes, they got the same pay. And that's eternal life. We ought to thank God and praise God that Jesus died on Calvary, and he's not partial concerning his love for us. Praise the Lord. So don't give up. Don't lose hope. But stay committed to your assignment, because somebody's waiting on you to walk in your calling. And maybe that family member that seems like they don't want to hear nothing about God, but don't give up, because the very words that you speak and the very life that you live can be a testimony to draw them in, even at the last moment. God bless you, and back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for that powerful testimony. And we cannot breeze over that one, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the soul of a man has been saved in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that. Yes. 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 Amen. That's exactly why this is that's the whole purpose of everything, ladies and gentlemen. The whole purpose is to save souls, ladies and gentlemen. We want men and women and our children to come to the knowing power of the God before they leave the planet. That's what we want. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. We cannot be shy, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot be shy of the word. We cannot be shy in the word. And of course you have to have be sensitive in the Spirit of God in order to move into someone's life. Each and every day is the Spirit of God. But the goal, ladies and gentlemen, the goal is that soul for Jesus Christ. Bishop and Dr. Bent teach that all the time. It's the souls we're after, ladies and gentlemen. We're after the souls for Jesus Christ, and we got to keep it moving. We got to keep it moving. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a prayer request, before we turn it back over to Bishop and Andy, give you opportunity. If you have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone. Star one. If you have a comment or anything, hit star one. We'll give you a few seconds for that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. We thank those who are listening all across the globe and those who will be sending us out on rebroadcast. I encourage you to push out the link, of course, on your social media pages, ladies and gentlemen, because you never know. Like Doc just mentioned, you never know who says, oh, I give my life to Jesus tonight, and they get saved by the power of the word from Bishop and Doc tonight. It's amazing. Just never know. But we got to be on assignment. We have to do what we have to do in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the phone line for Bishop, and we're going to mention only your last four digits. We'll give you a few seconds to come off mute if you're on mute right now. And we have caller 1799. You're on the line with Bishop. Thank you so much.
Hi, man of God. How are you?
Hey, man. God bless you, caller. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to praise the Lord for everything. I'm a caller tonight and wanted to just have a close relationship with the Lord and for the Lord, just prayer.
Amen. Thank you so much, caller, for that. God bless you. Yes, yes. Amen, amen. And again, I want to take our time on this right now. Anybody else, just hit star one on your phone, star one on your phone. We are very sensitive to your needs in prayer. And if you do have like to pray right now or have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone. I'll give you a few more seconds here before we turn it back over to Bishop. Thank you so much, caller, for being with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about prayer time with Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, all about it. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Praise God. Bishop, we're going to turn it back over to you. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. We thank God for Dr. Crenshaw, the words of encouragement tonight. And we praise God for the callers. We pray tonight for God will meet every spiritual need that she requests. Father, I thank you tonight because you said we're two or three touching the green, asking anything in your name that you would be in the midst. And Father, even as we touch and agree tonight, we believe your word, that knowing that your word would not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing which you sent it. And you sent your word to her tonight. And God, and we thank you, God, as you open her spirit to the wisdom that you have placed for her. And God, we give you glory and honor even as you use her for your glory. And Father, we thank you, God, as you bless her in a special and a mighty way. And we thank you, God, for all the listeners tonight. We thank you, God, for the word has gone forth. We give you glory and honor tonight, and we appreciate you for all that you are doing. And we continue to depend on you, and we know that you are able. and that you will, and we call it so. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that prayer. Caller, thank you so much for calling in. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited about what God is doing. It's just a great time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Great time to be alive to see God's word working in the way it is. Oh, I love it. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with Bishop and Doc. And we're just excited to thank God for his word. We thank God, as Bishop prayed, for all the saints, all the pastors and ministers and bishops and apostles and evangelists and teachers. We just thank God for all of those folks around the world who continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna let you go. We thank God for you. Elder Kevin Bond here with you tonight. We're just so thankful for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight and guiding us and keeping us on track and helping us to pay attention to what God's word is doing. We want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Proverbs, chapter 3. Read the entire chapter and, of course, more if you like, but definitely Proverbs 3, the entire chapter there. And God will bless you through his word. Put that word inside you. Put that word all around you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have an awesome, awesome rest of the evening. We want you to have a great weekend coming up. And we want you to always enjoy your life with your family and also bless your children as you go forth as well in Jesus' name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. Remember, Jesus is Lord. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. I'm going to leave you with a quick song there by Beverly Clark. Jehovah, we praise you. Amen. God bless you. Take care, everyone. We love you. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop. We can't praise him enough, ladies and gentlemen, but let's give him another praise right now as we go out. Have a good evening. Take care now. Bye-bye.